Pro 2, Remy and Kirsty.
Sorted.
English breakfast.
Okay, guys. I've got Adam on the line from Rockin' Lancashire. Can I say hello, please?
How you doing, guys? You're all right?
Hi, good. Yeah, we're just having a very girly gossip about tea.
We're just yabbering away.
That's fine if you want to talk about tea. No problem whatsoever.
No, we want to talk about hourglass shape.
We'll talk about the hourglass shape today.
Well, first of all, welcome to the show, Miss Kirsty Gallagher and Remy Obra Rotuate. Is that right?
You could just say Remy Obra, that's fine.
There you go, we got it.
Make it easy for you. Well,
thank you very much, that's not much appreciated.
We won't tell my husband's.
Don't put his name on.
Yeah. Keep my maiden name, that's fine.
We are, of course, talking today about, like you just mentioned there, the woman shape over the last 50 years. All right.
That's right.
Remy, if I come to you first, right?
Okay.
How has it changed since the 1670s? How's the opinion from within women themselves? How's the look at themselves changed over the last 50 years?
I think surprisingly, the survey we've done from Special K shows that over the last 50 years since we've been out there at Special K, women's opinions of body shape surprisingly hasn't changed, in that the sort of figure of the 1950s, that Marilyn Monroe shape, that hourglass is still what we aspire to today, which is fantastic, isn't it?
It is great, but Kirsty, probably you'd be able to shed a little bit of light on this, especially living your life through media and stuff like that, the way that the media puts pressure on young girls to be a certain way, it can affect the way that they think about that perfect shape, as Remy just mentioned.
Yes, well, I mean, the media play a very big part, and I do. I realise that as a presenter, a TV presenter, that I play a part. We all do, because we are role models in a way. And if we look particularly thin, and then we're in a magazine, and they're saying, "Oh, doesn't she look great?" or "Doesn't she look too thin?" and all the rest of it, we're sending these messages, and they're often mixed messages, and they're often incorrect messages, because actually the thing about this survey that Special K have conducted is that, yeah, the hourglass is actually the shape that we all want. And if you think about it, if you think about back in history, Twiggy of the 60s and 70s, and then all these supermodels, they're all skinny. And then we haven't had that many sort of, we haven't had a real celebration of the fuller, voluptuous hourglass figure for a while, really.
Why is that, though? Because from a bloke's point of view,
it's better to be hourglass.
Without a doubt, yeah.
I think it's to do with, Remy will probably know, but it's to do with the pressure of, it's the models, the Kate Moss. You know, these girls have become superstars. Yeah. They're icons, aren't they? And they are what they are. But the thing people have to remember, and the thing we have to understand, is Kate Moss is naturally skinny.
Yeah.
She's naturally skinny. And a lot of these girls who try and aspire to be skinny aren't naturally skinny. And that's where the danger, and I'm sure Remy will tell us more about that, that's where the danger can start, because the fact is we are what we are. And I think, I mean, at the age of 33 now, I understand that I know what my shape is. I mean, I am a classic hourglass figure, shape, I should say. And I know what I am, and I know how to maintain that and control it.
Mm.
And for me, it's all about balance. It's all about exercise, and it's about eating the right things. But I think people need to understand what they are and work with what they've got. Mm. That's what I would believe.
No, I'd agree. Remy, would you say that it's more difficult now than it was 50 years ago to maintain shape?
In some ways, I think it's even easier, because I think we've got better education and awareness of what's in our foods. Okay, we may not have as much time on our hands, because so many women are busy juggling everything, you know, from being a mum to being in business to all sorts of being a wife or partner. So I think, you know, maybe the difficulty is time. But from an active living point of view, it doesn't have to mean 3 hours in the gym. It could just mean, you know, a brisk walk at lunchtime or a salsa dance class on a Wednesday night sort of
thing. Get them snakey hips out for the salsa dance.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so I think, you know, there's all these kind of things. So let's not sort of be sort of martyrs or victims to time pressures, but let's just find ways around it and have fun with your friends.
Without a doubt. For our listeners, where could they get more information on the things that you're talking about today?
If you go on to specialk.co.uk, we've packed it full of lots of information to help everyone.
Do they get a free bowl of Kellogg's? Because I'm signing up if we do.
I'm not sure I could manage that, but I've managed lots of information for you.
Fantastic. Ladies, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Kirsty, I've just got an additional thing, if this is okay with you.
Go on.
It's very, very, very simple. We've got a feature on one of our shows called How Many, If Any, right? And basically, you have to name a certain amount of something within, we'll say 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
Very, very simple. It is very, very simple.
Yeah, but what are you going to ask me?
Well, check this out. Okay, right. You used to present Gladiators.
Yes.
Right. I would like you to try and name, I'm going to give you 10 gladiators,
no.
right? Right, I'm going to give you 10 gladiators.
Yes.
That have appeared on the show since it started. I want you to tell me whether they are male or female.
Right, okay. You're talking about the old gladiators or...
Right across the board.
Across the board, right.
Right, out of 10, how many do you think you could get right out of 10?
Oh, don't start because I'm very competitive.
I reckon you could get a lot of you.
I could try and get 10.
You're going for 10?
Yeah,
come on!
Oh, no!
This is how we play. Right.
Pressure's on
we'll
now.
We'll start easy then, all right?
Okay.
Wolf.
Male.
Correct.
Very male.
Panther.
Female.
Rebel.
Female.
Correct. Hawk.
Ooh, hawk. Male.
Correct. Now you're flying. Scorpio.
Female.
Rocket.
Ooh, female.
Very, very good. Up to number 7 now. Ace.
Oh, ace. Oh, my goodness. How long have I got left? Ace. I think a male.
Correct. Number 8 is Raider.
Raider?
Yeah.
Oh, Raider sounds like a male.
Correct.
That's a bit naughty to say that, isn't it?
You'll definitely get this.
Give me a good new one.
No, you'll get this one from an old one. Shadow.
Male.
And the final one for 10 out of 10.
This That's never... 11, surely.
No. Nobody's ever got 10 out of 10 on this game.
Come on.
The final one is Amazon.
Female.
Correct!
Yes, I told you. I could do 10 and I did it. Thank goodness.
Well done, Kirsty Gallagher. You scored 10 out of 10.
Brilliant. Ladies, do I get a prize for that?
No, we'll sort you out with some Kellogg's.
Fantastic.
Brilliant. Ladies, thank you very much for speaking to me.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye-bye.